episode 970, Good Posture Matters.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? It's a short week. Oh, yes, that means the weekend's around the corner. But before we get to the weekend, we have to talk about wellness. It's Wellness Wednesday, and we're talking about fitness when it comes to good posture matters. It's going to be one that you want to stand tall. Yes, you do. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, can you remember way back when you were asked to stand up straight? It's advice and direction that we've heard once or twice or three times in our lifetime, probably more than that. I know my mom and dad said it to me millions of times. Good posture matters. It affects your health and well-being. You know, we were reminded of this, especially when we were young, maybe for a special event like a recital. If you ever had to play the piano, you had to take those horrific, right, piano lessons or trumpet lessons, and it was recital time, and there was nothing more like stand up straight, be tall. Right? What about graduation or a job interview, your very first job interview? Or maybe you had to do a speech in front of the class. All of this maybe gives you the heebie-jeebies going, oh, don't take me back that far. Well, when we think about standing up straight, we think about what? Confidence. You know what you're doing. You can do this. But you see, it's more than just confidence. Good posture brings balance in your health. Without it, you can have some negative effects. You truly can. A lot of people do not understand how important posture is. Now, I'm probably going to be p-ing a lot on this episode because we're talking about posture. And so I'm going to hit the P's hard today for you because I want you to know and understand that you can make a drastic change in your life just by your posture. Not only will you increase your confidence because you feel better, you're standing up taller, but your body is going to be able to work better for you. You're going to have better well-being. And that's ultimately what we want in our life. Without health, there's no wealth in our life because we got to have health. You can't do anything without health on your side. So let's talk about some of the negative effects. Because, yeah, we all do it. We slouch. We do things we're not supposed to do. So some negative effects are this. Sore muscles. Got back pain? Oh, we've all experienced back pain at one point in our life. You know, when you slouch, you might think, oh, gosh, this feels so nice. I'm so relaxed. It's good for me. But actually, your muscles have to work harder to stabilize and protect your spine. And that does what? It tightens your muscles. It brings about fatigue from the neck on down. You didn't probably even think that slouching was a bad thing. Maybe it was just, oh, yeah, you're going to end up with rounded shoulders when you get older. You know, it goes along with a whole saying. If you keep doing that with your eyes, they're going to freeze like that. I know. My mom used to say it to me all the time. My grandma, my great-grandma, I think it was passed on from generation after generation. You're going to freeze that way. The thing is, though, your posture will freeze that way. And you will degrade over time. And your body then will begin to overuse some muscles and underuse other muscles. So it's kind of like a positive-negative effect, and it's just not good. So slouching, got to stay away from it. You don't want to have those tight muscles. You don't want to be fatigued. You don't want to have to overwork your muscles. Got back pain? Think about it next time. Also, another negative effect, spinal curvature. Oh, yes. You are influencing the change in your natural S curve in your spine. When you sit there and you slouch, when you sit there and you carry too heavy of a backpack, yes, do you have a child that's carrying a lot of books or a laptop plus books because they haven't gone totally digital yet? We're all carrying heavier things, more stuff, because it gets smaller, but we've still got a lot of stuff to carry. I look at my children in college right now and I'm thinking, you've got books, you've got a computer, you've got everything in this bag. You've got your lunch and everything. It weighs almost a third of what they do. Okay, at least my oldest daughter, because she's like this little thing. But we carry a lot and we ask a lot of our back. So we've got to be careful on the spinal curvature. We want to keep it at its natural S shape. Because when you start to have a curved spine, oh, that's not good. And what happens is over time, you have this compounding effect of the spinal cord. You don't want that. Some other things, some other bad, negative things that you don't want when it comes to your posture. You can also have vertebrae misalignment known as subluxations. You don't want that. You don't want a vertebrae that's out of place. Also, you can have blood vessel and nerve constriction. With movement and misalignment, it can lead to what? Pinched nerves. You've heard that. I'm sure somebody in your family said, oh, I got this pinched nerve. Or, oh, this just isn't working right anymore. I just got this weird pain. Some people try to take over-the-counter drugs. Some people go to interventional pain management doctors. Some people go to chiropractors. Some people just try to, well, maybe heat and ice, and they try to solve it on their own. But what really works? Well, you got to have what? Good posture. But if all this bad stuff sounds great to you, guess what? I want you to continue to slouch. Don't go and strengthen your muscles. Don't do anything that's going to give you good posture. Because obviously you don't want it. But I'm here to tell you that if you want to live a vibrant and have an optimal life where you can go out and do basically anything that you set your mind to, physically ready to go, you got to have good posture because good posture matters and you can have it. So let's talk about it. Here is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Stand up straight. Yes, I'm going to sound like your mom or your dad or your auntie or your grandma, and I'm going to tell you to stand up straight. What are you looking like right now? Are you standing up straight? Now, I can say I am because I'm actually recording this standing up, believe it or not. I love to record standing up. It allows me to move. It keeps my body in alignment, and I just have more energy that way. Okay, I have a lot of energy anyway, whether I'm sitting down, laying down. That's just how God made me. But we have to think about what we're doing. So what does your body look like right now? If you were to look in the mirror, would you say, ah, man, that makes me a queen? That makes me a daughter of a king, man. This is awesome. I look amazing. Most of us are slouching. And I don't want you to slouch. So let's stand up straight. What does it really look like? Well, I'm going to give you some 10 steps to standing up straight. And we're going to talk about sitting too. So you don't have to write these down. Obviously, all this information is going to be in the show notes. But I want you to listen. And as I mention them, I want you to think about actually doing them. Okay? And I promise you, I'm going to give you some funny things to remember all of this by. So breaking it down, number one, chin parallel to the floor. Yes, remember good old manners? We had to stand up tall and you have to hold, you know, that book on your head and be able to balance it. Okay, well, I'm not going to treat it as that. I'm just going to call it stuck up Susie. Okay, I have a Susie in the family, so nothing against Susies. I love all of you. I'm just calling it that because it's the S&S, stuck, you get it, and Susie, okay. Anyway, that's just for me. I could have said stuck up Stacy. Whatever you want to do to remember it, it's just stuck up Susie. And the thing is when we have our chin parallel to the floor, what is that doing to our body? Well, it keeps our head in alignment. And think about tech neck. Have you ever heard of that lately? Yeah, that's actually becoming a thing, unfortunately. And when you have tech neck, that means you're dropping your chin closer to your neck. And what is that doing? Well, it's doing lots of things. Number one, it's giving you wrinkles. You're worried about your face. Think about your neck. Your neck is a good sign of how old you are. Look at your neck. I know the next time you go look in the mirror, you're going to be like, Christiane told me to look at my neck. How many wrinkles do I have? Yeah, put on some argan oil, but that's for another episode. So you've got to be careful. Chin parallel to the floor. So I want to show you something so you can actually hear the difference. Okay, right now as I'm talking to you, my chin is parallel to the floor. Now I'm going to continue this conversation and I'm going to drop my chin down to my neck. And this is what it sounds like. Now, does this sound really good? Okay, this is me talking. But then if I bring it back up again, notice how everything seems more what? Bright and open. Because it is. You're not constricting yourself. And yet we walk around like this all the time. We got to stop doing it. So come on, be stuck up Susie. No, it has nothing to do with high school, but I know you'll remember it. Come on, chin up, parallel to the floor. Number two, shoulders back and down. A good way to do this is just simply roll your shoulders. So if you're standing up, you can do this even if you're driving. Just keep both hands on the wheel. I just want you to raise your shoulders up as if you're bringing them up to your earlobes, not all the way up where you're squishing, you know, squishing your neck type of thing, but I just want you to raise them up in that direction. And then I want you to roll them back and down. Let them fall naturally. Now, women, for you, yes, guess what? Your chest is going to be out. Now, it's not sticking out, meaning that your shoulders, when they're back and down, that doesn't mean your shoulder blades are touching themselves. Okay, that's for a workout. We're talking about posture, how you need to stand. So when you do your shoulder roll, you go up and you come and you drop it back down. When you drop it back down, you should be in a relaxed position. Your shoulders should be lining up with your earlobes because what? You're stuck up Susie right now. You got this, all right? Oh, you're feeling good. Guess what? You have just gained an inch and almost an inch and a half for some of you. I'm serious. Because you are so used to just kind of compressing everything down. When your shoulders are, when you're slouched, you're rolled over, your neck comes down, you're losing at least 3/4 of an inch. Oh, you just grew. Who would have thought? Okay? A lot of people think I'm taller than what I really am. That's because of my posture. I'm very concentrated. So, you know, let's stand up tall. All right, here we go. Stand up straight. So shoulders back and down and release. Oh, you feel that? It just feels good. Also, number three, you want to have a neutral spine. So you don't want to be pressuring your spine to be in any particular position. So when you do your shoulder roll back and down and you stand, you're going to have then followed by your arms at your side. You should just feel everything kind of line up. Your earlobes, your shoulders, okay, to your hands at your side. Oh, that just feels so good. And remember, you're still stuck up Susie. All right, we got that? Okay. Now, with all of that, you've got to tuck your abdominals, okay? So you've got to have your abdominals engaged. So when I say tuck them or engage them, I mean tighten them. And that doesn't mean try to look skinny, because what happens? When you go, oh, okay, I'm holding them, Christina, and then you feel like you can't talk, and then you sound like this the whole day, and then your neck gets all tight, and then your shoulders raise up. Yeah, that's not good. All right? See, I told you this was going to be quite amusing. I know. It was going to be. And you don't even have to. Just wait till we put this on our new YouTube channel. Oh, yes, Create Your Now TV. If you haven't already subscribed, go to the show notes and click on the link, Create Your Now TV. You'll want to be there because eventually, yes, we will have all of this so you can visually see what you can do to have a better posture. So you don't want to have all that squished up craziness happening, right? No, you don't. So arms at the side, abdominals engaged. That means what? You're just pulling them in tight. So you're engaging them. You're like, oh, wait, I'm activating them. They're turned on. Okay, I got that. Okay, you feel it? Now you're going to tuck under your pelvic muscles. Okay, so it's like tucking under your hips. Now, you're not going to tuck under because what happens? Okay, this is going to be me on my soapbox here. I got my soapbox out, so I've gained another 5 inches. I'm standing tall today. Don't stick your butt out. You sticking your butt out doesn't create a butt. You either have a good rounded one or you don't. And that is definitely for another episode. I look at high schoolers and even as early now as middle schoolers and some fifth graders. And they are walking around with their butt sticking out. And I hate that word, but I'm here to stress it because that is so bad for your posture. It's bad for your posture, short term, long term, death term. It just does horrible things. You can have a nice rounded one, but you got to work for that, okay? But when you're standing with your posture, it's you've got to engage those abdominals and tuck under. When you're tucking under your hips, that's neutralizing. That's putting your spine with your shoulder, everything in line. When you stick it out, oh, ow, that hurts. I'm doing it right now. Do not stick out that bum because you're putting pressure, okay? And what happens when you put pressure? We already talked about that, right? The negative effects. You get the sore muscles, tight muscles, fatigue. And you wonder why you have got back pain? Mm-hmm. So really tuck under your pelvis. Don't try to create a butt that's not there. That's for another episode. All right, we're finally to number 7, keep soft knees. There's no locking, okay? My knees go, in fact, some people look at my knees and like, whoa, you can hyperextend them. Okay, I can't hyperextend them a lot, but I can lock them further than some people. And it almost looks like I am hyperextending my knees. So make sure when you're standing, they're what I call soft knees. So they're not completely bent like you're trying to do a little funny little looking squat here. No, it's just that they're soft. They're just right underneath you. So when your pelvic shifts under, okay, because women, we can feel this. Guys, it's a different story for you. Because you don't quite understand the movement when it comes to, you know, women who bear children. We just know this hip action is just there for us. But guys, same thing with you. You got to tuck under your pelvis. Keep those knees soft. But again, you're stretching out. When you've rolled your shoulders back and down, you've got your ears in line with your shoulders. You're what? Stuck up, Susie. You got your chin parallel to the floor. You're looking awesome. Number 8, keep your legs about shoulder width apart. You don't have to go all the way, and you'll feel that comfort. If you have to shift and you're sitting into one of your hips, that's a no-no. You're not standing properly. That's not good posture. That's putting weight, and it's hurting your hip flexors. That's for another episode, too. You didn't realize that posture had so much to do with your well-being, but it does. So you want your legs about shoulder width apart. Okay, it may be a little bit shallow, but basically they're going to be under your hips. The wider your hips, the wider your stance, okay? Now, I know if you're at a beautiful function and you're all dressed up, that may look a little strange. So if you are standing like at the model stance or the pageant stance, which I've done all of those, that's fine. You just need to shift those every once in a while. Don't stay in the same position where your left leg is back and your right foot is always forward. You need to shift those positions. Okay, that's going to help with your overall balance. And this is truly balance here that we're talking about. You want to talk about 50-50? That's what we're working on. Good posture matters. So we've got number 1, chin up, right? Stuck up, Susie. Number 2, shoulders back and down. Number 3, neutral spine. Number 4, arms at your side. Number 5, abdominals engaged. Come on, activate them. Number 6, tuck under your pelvis. It's very important. You know, keep those hips in check. Number 7, soft knees. Number 8, legs about shoulder width apart. Number 9, we're almost done. We're there. Hold on. You want your weight evenly distributed amongst your feet. Now, if you have to stand for a long period of time, this is number 10, you need to shift side to side. So you can also do, instead of the balls of your feet, you can shift back to the heel of your feet and then to the balls. So you need to kind of rotate that out a little bit. Same goes for your model stance or your pageant stance. You want to shift that a little bit, okay? But again, keep those knees soft. Now, when you sit, can you believe it? You got the stance perfectly. You're standing. Stand up straight, but now I want you to sit. When you sit, it's the same thing. I just want you to go down to a chair, and I want everything else to stay in position. The only difference is your bottom is touching the chair. That's it. You still want to keep your knees straight. Now, how many of us actually sit like that on a couch watching the football game or the U.S. Open? Yeah, I'm watching all of those this past weekend, today, tomorrow. It's happening. I love it. And I'm telling you, that's probably the last thing I'm worried about when I'm sitting there watching and yelling for, you know, Sloan to really win in the semifinals. But when I'm doing that, it's like, oh, come on, girl, you could do this. Well, again, you got to think about your posture. You've got to change it up a little bit. Yes, you may be relaxed, but understand when you sit in the same position all the time, it's not good for you. So for about every 20 minutes or so, you want to get up, change positions, move around. Your body was made to move. Good posture matters. Stand up, do a little shoulder roll, get some movement, and then sit back down. Your body will appreciate you more, and you will appreciate your body more. I know there's a lot here, isn't there? You never thought posture had so much to do with your well-being, but it does. It does, and it starts here. This is a new season. Fall is here. It's after Labor Day. Everyone's in school. We're getting back into a routine. What better way than to start with good posture? Maybe you want some help. Maybe you're like, oh, this is too much. You know what? I can help you with this. Not just your posture, but really figuring out a routine that works for you. It's not about creating a habit for this, a habit for this, a habit for this. It's about creating a streamlined lifestyle that you can live. You see, a lifestyle combines everything. It makes it to where you don't have to think about it. It fits the person that you are, your personality, what you're doing, how your family works, unique to you. Click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you and chat with you. It's my free gift to you. It's a coaching call. When you click on that link, a form's going to pop up. Just fill that out. That information comes directly to me. No one reads it. I promise you that. My children don't read it. Okay, my dog sits next to me once in a while, but I don't think he knows his phonetics very well. I'm just saying. So you can feel very safe and secure that that information only comes to me. I care about you. You matter. So click on the link, take aim, and that will begin our conversation. You want balance. You want positive, awesome health. You want to feel good. You want to know that you're well-rounded and you have a good, strong well-being to live the life that God created you to live. Good posture matters. It starts here. I want to leave you with a verse. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Listen, stay alert, stand tall in the faith, be courageous, and be strong. God loves you, and I love you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.